Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Good evening. My name is Mudtoe Sasquatch. This is my program, The Uncommon Shaman, where we talk about the uncommon and the unusual. Tonight we have an extra special long version of the program because I did some recording over the weekend. I went to our New Year's Eve drum circle at Chief Garcia's place. Got some interesting recordings of drum circle music there, and I wanted to share them with the audience. And even at 90 minutes, we're probably going to be pushing. I'm not going to play all the music. I've kind of picked and chose, but still, you know, I want to make sure I get all that in. Now we have some couple of things that we certainly should talk about this evening, and I'm going to hope to squeeze those in there too. But I think I want to make sure that I do get to all of the music. So let's get started right away. And I just want to see, you know, you're not. People often say that I don't know how often they actually say it, but people do sometimes say that drum circle music. It's just there's not a lot. I mean, it's nothing to listen to, is what I've heard. Drum circle music is nothing to listen to if you record it. And there's not. It's not meant to be. I don't think it's meant to be music with content. Music like where you listen to the lyrics of a song, or a lead instrument, a solo. There's no lead instrument in a drum circle. There might be the heartbeat is kind of the lead. But again, you're hearing the heartbeat, and it kind of stays the same through whatever kind of piece you're listening to. I always find drum circle music to be very meditative, and it forms the background. It forms sort of the matrix, if you will, against which the meditation takes shape. So you know, no, you're not. It's not the Rolling Stones, but it is very energetic music, and it's something maybe you want to sit and light a candle and do a little meditating while we do this and while I walk you through it. And I'm going to kind of switch to my NPR voice. Welcome to the program. I'm going to play some music for you tonight. I gave each of these little songs, I gave them a title just from what they you know, the stops and starts and the when you're doing the drum circle. Sometimes you play for longer, sometimes you play for shorter. This first one I'm going to play for you, I have called Equinox, just because that's the word that came to my mind while I was listening to it. So I'm going to give this a click here. Now I haven't had time to monkey with the sound levels, so it may be too loud at the beginning, it may be a little too short. Sorry, you know, this is me trying to make this thing work. But we're going to give a shot here and see what happens. Okay, this is Equinox from the New Year's Eve drum circle at Garcia's. Thank you. You didn't hear a word I just said, did you? Yeah, see, I turned my microphone off while the music was playing so that I didn't talk over the music by mistake. And then I forgot to turn the doggone thing back on when I got. So let me just repeat what I just said. The next cut here is a little bit more energetic. It was named after a very popular dish at Chief Iggy's restaurant, a traditional Peruvian dish called sachipapi.
Thank you.
And there we go. Notice towards the end, there was a New Year's Eve party going on at the same time in the room right next to ours. And often when the drumming kind of fades, you can hear whatever it is they're doing over there, which is fine. To each his own, and we're all having fun on New Year's Eve, and doing what we do. And that was Sachi Poppy, and we're going to play something. We have the last couple of years, we have had some dancers show up. I wouldn't exactly say they were belly dancers, but they were more sort of energetic type dancers. You know, calling down the energy from the sky and from the drum and from whatever else. I certainly appreciate it because it definitely steps up the level of the drumming, the level of the music, and I was very appreciative of their being there for this particular event. This next cut is something whilst they were doing one of their dances, and the name that came to me was Daughters of Circe. So you can, as you're listening to this, you can imagine the Daughters of Circe doing their dance.
Thank you.
And there you go. Daughters of Circe. The Rhythm Sticks solo you were hearing there, that was yours truly on the Rhythm Sticks. You hear them quite distinctly because I was standing right next to the recorder. And sometimes it was more the lack of Rhythm Sticks than the Rhythm Sticks, but I'm afraid old Mudtoe might have been a bit distracted once or twice during that little number. But that's okay. Perfection is not what's called for at the drum circle. I'm going to play this next number I have called Fat Moon Dancing. And it's kind of a longer piece, so settle in. In fact, once this one's done, I think we'll flow right into a 60-second break and then come back. So here we are again, drum circle. Yeah, here it is. I have we have a technical... This doggone, wait a minute, I'm going to have to look at Skype. There we go. Okay, the little, I don't know what to call it, taskbar, it came out and it was covering up the buttons that I pushed to play the music. Okay, all set now. We're going to play Fat Moon Dancing. I keep wanting to say Fat Man Dancing, but it's Fat Moon Dancing from the Garcia's New Year's Eve drum circle. Thank you. Shaman Funk. Okay, so that was Fat Moon Dancing. And I think I want to, before we get back into the music, I think I do want to mention, if we're doing our meditation right now, or if we're not doing our meditation, whatever we're doing, we want to raise the vibration for the people out in Fort Lauderdale. And I say that where I throw that word around rather casually, the way a lot of people do. Raise the vibration. What does that mean? Other people say you'll send positive energy or whatever. I don't know what that means either. All I know is that things like this shooting are becoming the new normal, and it's something we have to fight. And the way I think it's fought is by shifting this attitude. Whereby we go straight to hate, we go straight to ridicule, we go straight to those things that lower the vibration, if you will. So by trying to stay, or by staying, I had a meditation instructor tell me, try to pick up the pencil. So I picked up the pencil, and she said, no, you picked up the pencil. I asked you to try to pick up the pencil. So by raising the vibration, and I have to confess that this isn't exactly the right way to say it. I failed to raise the vibration at one opportunity this past New Year's Eve, this very event that we've been talking about. New Year's Eve, many people, of course, did have too much to drink. I offered a ride home to someone because I had not had too much to drink. I hadn't had anything to drink, actually, which makes this whole thing much harder to understand. I became very angry with this person. She had difficulty giving me the directions to get her to her home, and I became very angry with her with really little provocation at all. I sit here on this show and I preach, putting yourself in other people's shoes and understanding the behavior that seems negative and is often negative. Shooting up an airport is negative. There's no other way to spin it. But that behavior comes from somewhere, and we need to not feed that, and we need to be in our own lives. Exist in a higher place, and I failed to do that in a big way. I'm heartily ashamed of myself. I haven't really, there's always bad stuff that goes on, and I don't make the best choices, and I turn left when I should turn right, a lot of the time. But I'm very, very seldom am I ashamed of myself. Maybe I should be more. But I'm not. Very seldom do I feel that emotion, and in this case, I did. And it's probably not something that the damage I did is probably not something that can be fixed. I mean, I don't know. That would have to come from the other person, and I would not blame her at all if she didn't want to be on the same planet with me again. And this is someone I've been friends with for a long time. I've known her for 10 years. She's one of the first people I met here in my big city in the Midwest. And she called it an energy center, a place where things like this drum circle could be held. And it was she who introduced me to Chief Iggy for the first time. They had a connection, and she was trying to find video work for me. I was getting a videography concern off the ground, and she made a connection, and I did a video for Chief Iggy, and that's how we first got together. And now I feel that I've burned that bridge, and it's all my fault, and there was no reason for it. I was just annoyed, And I went, as I was just saying, I went from 0 to 60 in 8 seconds, and there was no reason for it. So I have to find that center again, as they say, as my new age friends say, find your center. As the 12-steppers say, through prayer and meditation. And meditation is what I'm suggesting tonight. So let me get back into, actually, this is not a piece of music from the New Year's Eve drum circle. I wanted, because I knew I was going to talk about this a little bit, I wanted to play this little piece from a drum circle we did at Ash Cave probably 3 years ago now. And it's, I mean, outdoor drum circles are outstanding. And a drum circle in a cave is transcendent. There's just no other way to describe it. The spirits of rocks and trees and water surround you. And you can feel them. I often could feel them dancing. And so this particular little piece of music that I recorded out there, I have entitled Ghost Warrior Dance. Of course, I have not prepared properly. I did turn my mic back on. Yes, I did. Wouldn't that be fun if I sat here for 10 minutes with my mic off? Okay, it's up here somewhere. All kinds of sounds and songs in here available to us, but you can only look at one of them at a time. Okay, here it is, Ghost Warrior Dance from the Ash Cave drumming. Thank you. as you can see, that's not a lockdown situation when we went to those recordings. Just walk up and have a nice conversation, and that's fine. But that was Ghost Warrior Dance, and I think you got the feel of it there. Anyway, I have a couple of songs left. I don't think I can play them both in the time we have remaining. The one I would like to play most is, I've given it the name Lima, or I did it. I knew I was going to do it. Lima. Not Lima as in Ohio, but Lima as in Peru. Although, it may apply to them. I call it Lima Street Fight. And it just gives me that the thing of a, you know, of things just starting to build up and then accelerating out of control, which I guess answers to some of the things we were talking about earlier. Made it Lima again because Cheek Viggy is our reigning expert on all things Peruvian. I believe they are going again this year. You have to see all the spiritual places, the Machu Picchu and all of that. Did I say that right? I don't know. I think that may be the name of a Pokemon character. But there's a place they go that they have to climb a bunch of steps, and there's another place they go where you can only get to it by, you know, by the, there's this one train that goes, and then you have to climb a bunch of steps to get to it. Everybody who goes is really, really thrilled with it, but I kind of stick to our big summer activity actually has more to do with this drumming is the Day of a Thousand Drummers, which we do in midsummer, and they come out actually until this year we had been going to someplace in the city. We've kind of moved outside of the city now. I think the park there needed more space for weddings and such. Didn't want us to disrupt what you know, anybody taking their vows. But we'd play, and then people would say, "Well, doesn't it?" You know, just because people were there walking, running their dogs and so forth. And they said, "No, the dogs would come over and listen. They loved it." Obviously, we don't have 1,000 people. That's just a name. But it's we had someone come from Utah. We have a lady who comes routinely from Florida for our big annual summer drum circle, and I wanted to have a piece of music from that, but unfortunately the file, I'd taken a video of it, I would have had to have stripped the audio out from, you know, from the video, but the file has become corrupted, and as far as I know, well, I seem to remember, I'm not 100% sure, I thought that I had made a DVD for Iggy, and I keep forgetting, whenever I'm around Iggy, I never think to ask, you know, can you find that DVD? Because you've got the only copy, and I'd like to make another one. But I remember there was one song in particular that was played as sort of an African responsive motif, which I wanted to get that and play it tonight, but was not able to. Perhaps another time. In the meantime, let me play this last thing, Lima Street Fight, and then I think we'll call it a night. Let's, here it is. Okay, Lima Street Fight. We'll be right back. That one has the sudden ending. Sometimes you just run out of battery, I guess. I don't know. But there's that. Let me, before I go, plug Iggy and Adriana and their show. I believe Two Crows still joins them, too, and it's on Mondays. And I'm finding, I'm looking, because I know they have all kinds of plugs for that. Let me find one. Monday plug. Let's see what this is. Hold on.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com with your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Two Crows, and Adriana Arts. Now back to the show.
There you go. Except we're not going back to the show until Monday. Do listen, especially if you're interested in readings, because they do a lot of them. And it's an uplifting show. You know, I don't do the uplift thing very well. Excuse me. They do it much better. You'll get a good reading and laugh and maybe a tear, but then you'll laugh again. That's the show. That's Mondays at either 6 or 7. I can never remember. It's on the website somewhere. Okay, I'm a little tired. I'm going to go to bed. Thanks for listening to my music show. Next week, I'll have to think of something else. So once again, thank you and have a pleasant good evening.